We're living in a day and time. We're being politically correct. It's popular. Let me turn that around again. We're living in a day and time where everybody is saying the name God, but nobody wants to say the name Jesus. We don't want to offend the Muslims. We don't want to offend the Jews. We don't want to offend the Arabs. And so therefore we crucify him of flesh. But I want you to know that there will come a time when every Muslim, when every Buddhist, when every Jew will have to get down on their knees and have to confess that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So I want every blood-washed believer to not wait until then. And if you've ever gone through something, you know right here,
tell them
that there's something about the name.
Something, y'all.
Something about the name, Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name, Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
I know.
And I love that name.
Oh, how I love.
Is the sweetest name,
that's right.
Just take a minute and explain to him what you're really trying to say. What you're really trying to say.
Some people say I'm crazy, but
I can't explain
the power that I feel
when you call his name.
When I call your name.
That's fire.
That is just like fire.
Where's it?
Shut up in my
mood. Holy Ghost.
When the Holy Ghost gets the movement, said he won't leave me alone.
When the Holy Ghost gets the movement, everybody.
Something about the name.
Something about the name. Is the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know. Wave at me if you love that name.
Oh, how I love the name, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, how I love the name, Jesus.
Is the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the
sweetest. How sweet is it? I want you to tell Detroit for a minute. How sweet is it? Sweeter than honey.
That is sweeter than honey. From the honeycomb.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When the Holy Ghost gets to moving,
just won't leave you alone.
Said he won't leave me alone.
Oh, no. And I tell every Muslim, every Jew, at the name of
at
Jesus.
At the name of Jesus.
What's going to happen someday?
Henry B. has got to bow.
So tell him, don't wait. You don't have to wait till the fire comes.
What can they do?
You can clap your hands.
Right now.
Pray
right now.
Ah!
Oh, yeah.
Hey, come on, let me hear you.
Yeah, yeah.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about that name.
Something about the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
Something.
Everybody all over this land, there is something about the name of Jesus. It is the sweetest name, I know. I know it's the sweetest name, you know, over there in Fiji, over there in South Africa, wherever you're at in the United States of America, we know that we love Jesus unconditionally. So his name just should reign. When I say reign, I mean R-E-I-G-N, forever, reign forever. Because if it wasn't for Jesus, where would we be today? If it wasn't for Jesus, we wouldn't have a voice today. If it wasn't for Jesus, we wouldn't be able to go out to those polls and go out and vote come tomorrow or even today for early vote in the United States of America. We just thank Jesus that as we speak about Jesus right now, we just also give condolences to Bishop Brent Allen that has transitioned on as well. That was just a beautiful song that really just stirred up everybody's life. We just want to say again, good morning. We pray that each and every last one of you has had a beautiful weekend. We thank you for coming and breaking the bread of life with us and drinking the living water. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We bless God's holy name just to be able to commune with him, to talk with him, and just be in his presence. Minister Jaquita, if you are on the line, bring us in with one of your powerful prayers.
Amen, amen. Good morning, all. Good morning. Our Father, our God, we bless your name forever. Yes, we do. There was none like you on this earth and heaven. Your children have gathered to worship in your presence. Sing your praises. Let us sing. Let us come unto you, keep saying. Our God, our God. Whew. Alpha power provider. Our life, we put our trust in you, oh God. We commit our plans to you, oh God. We ask that you bring them to pass, oh God. Do not allow us to fail or fall to evil, oh God, become vain, oh God. Please do not allow this, oh God. Bless us, oh God, so that we show that our world, Lord, show the world your goodness, oh God. Light and goodness, oh God, let us be filled with your presence, oh God. Father in heaven, King of glory, we adore your name. We work to glorify you forever, oh God. It is through your will that we will and we are alive and healthy today, oh God. Your grace has allowed us to converse today, oh God. You have promised that whatever we have called on your name, oh God, you will hear and answer us, oh God. Come into our midst, oh God. Have our fellowship with us, oh God. Make our blessings abundance and grace with your presence, oh God. Start from the start of this meeting, God, to the end of this meeting, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. We glorify you, oh God. Thank you, Jesus, coming into the presence of you, oh God. We glorify your name, oh Jesus Christ, on this day, oh God. We move forward and we stand tall in you, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Giving us the strength, power, and the energy, God, to move forth in you, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, God. In your name we pray, oh Jesus Christ, in your name. In name, we name, in your name, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
As she said, one powerful thing, in your name, Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. As the lyrics are saying, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. It doesn't matter if you're Buddhism, Isa, Muslim, your knee, your tongue will confess Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords, and he is our Savior. On yesterday morning, if you wasn't on, you missed a powerful word. Apostle Timothy came out and said that your drought season, your drought time is over. meaning that, and he was talking about how the pig, when Jesus sent the spirit, sent the evil spirits out to the pig, and they drowned. And I want to sit and add on to that today. In 1 Corinthians 2:9, the scripture says, no eye, because your drought season is over, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. In other words, in the words of Tasha Cobb, you got an overflow coming. God is getting ready to do something new in your life because your drought season, you have been replenished. You have been restored. You have been rejuvenated. You have been resurrected. Your dry bones has been resurrected. You are no longer in the place that you were in before. You are in a place where a new thing is getting ready to take care. You are getting ready to go into a place where something new is getting ready to take place in your life. You don't have to sit and worry no more. You don't have to sit. All you need to do is get in a place of preparation. Get into a place where you are ready to receive what God has got for you. You cannot even imagine what God has for you. That's how big it is. That's how explicit it is. That's how marvelous it is, because God is a majestic God. God is a God that nobody knows how he thinks. God, we don't know what the plans God have for us, but we know that they are good things. We know that he has moved us from the word of God yesterday from one place to another. A transfer took place. A transformation took place. A movement took place in God. Because of your obedience, because of your faith, because of your love for God. Apostle Temple, come on and help me out here this morning, sir. Help me out this morning.
Yeah, you know, it's a blessing, you know, to where people really can understand that the word of God is being a scratch in your everyday life. Amen. And we got to understand the plan that God has for you. You got to understand. And this is something that where peoples of God, you really need to tap into. You need to tap into the plan that God has for you. Amen. And that way, your plan of your walking your life can line up with the plan that God has for you. Understand this, with every plan, God don't have a plan to send you a hell. That's not his plan. His plan is not destruction to come on your life. His plan is not poverty. His plan is not lack. His plan is not stress. Matter of fact, he tells us, cast your burdens upon him. Amen. So we got to tap into the good things of the Lord, the plan of God for our life. We have to understand that, my God Almighty, when you are riding with God and you are riding, my God, into the things of God, anything else cannot withstand within the things of God, other than the things of God that God has planned for, God has chosen, God gave permission to, God, my God, released to do so. And that's everything on your life. Other words, watch this, and as we was talking about it on yesterday, how Jesus, my God, cast the spirits into these swines, and these swines ran into the river, my God, and drowned. You have to understand that your enemy that we be worrying about, that enemy cannot go everywhere you could go. Amen. We have to understand that we could be hiding in God, and regardless of what's going on around us, it cannot dictate to what God has for us, the plan that God has for us. The thing about it is, we try to go on with our own plan and try to get God, my God, to approve our plan, where God said, I already had a plan for you. I already had things to move in your direction, blessings to move for you, my God. But you got to understand, it ain't about what you want, my God, because what you want it probably not be good for you. It might not be something that God chose for you, chosen your time. Certain plans, it might not feel good, because certain things is there to develop you, there to grow you, there to scratch you. So God will place you in a certain area where the people have more capacity than you, and challenge, my God Almighty, your intellect and challenge your knowledge. And he's not challenging you to downgrade you. He's challenging you to increase you. You have to understand, saints of God, before God release you into the next level, he sits you in a classroom to be scratched, to maximize your potential. Then he release you, my God, when he see that you are able to handle it. It goes into every phase in your life. So I declare and decree by the unction of the Holy Ghost that you're going to be looking at things differently. Your perception is going to be differently. How you approach the things of God in your life, it's going to be differently. You got to understand your enemy cannot do anything to you unless you're going to cast your anchor out of your boat and put your anchor right then and there. Now you're giving the enemy a source, my God Almighty, to clam up on. Amen. Don't give the enemy an anchor to clam up on, because at the end of the day, he can't swim. So he'll try to clam up on, my God Almighty, something that giving him a lifeline. Stop throwing him a lifeline. My God, speaking negative in your life. Stop throwing him a lifeline, speaking curses in your life. Stop throwing him a lifeline, speaking gossip in your life, or going along with the gossip, going along with the nonsense. Stop throwing him a lifeline, because you throw him a lifeline, he sure will clam up on it. Now you got the devil riding in your boat. I heard this old saying, and I'm going to turn it back over to you, Evangeline, that my God Almighty, you don't need the devil as your passenger driving in your car, because he got a tendency want to drive, amen? So other words, he don't know his place. The enemy don't know his place. Lack don't know his place. Depression don't know his place. Don't throw it a lifeline. My God, you sail into the sunset of your Lord and Savior. Back to you, Evangelist.
You sailing into the sunset with your Lord and Savior, and you're doing that by faith. See, and also in Romans 5, the book, the chapter Romans 5 is such a it's such a good book for us to be educated on. God loved us so much. We already know in John 3:16, he gave his only begotten son. But it also lets us know that we are going to go through some things in Romans 5 as well. But see, what Apostle Temple is saying is you don't have to go through those things. You're going to automatically, your day-to-day life is going to bring challenges toward to you, so you don't have to go through the extra challenges that we put ourselves in. We have to learn to know ourselves first and know where we need to be, where we need to go in order to, for us to receive the blessings that God has for us. This is God's blessing time. Through this pandemic, it's God's blessing time. I can speak for several people that I have spoke to that have told me that they are being blessed over and over again. Why? Because they have separated themselves from the nonsense. They put themselves in
That's
a boat,
right.
And they sailing towards
That's
the
right.
sunset. They sailing mm-hmm. towards something new. They sailing towards something better. They no longer want to sit at the table with their enemies because, see, they realize
right.
that God had already prepared it for them. You already sat there. So now it's time for you to get up and move on into your rightful position. And what is your rightful position? Walking and talking with God. What is your rightful position? Knowing that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. Knowing that God the Father, no lack. Jesus didn't bring us, but God didn't save us. Jesus didn't save us for us to have lack. Jesus didn't save us for us to have poverty. Jesus, we are in a now season where a
That's
change
right.
is coming. Go ahead, Apostle Temple. A change is coming right now. A change right now. God has put us in that place where change is here.
And that's the big question, do you want change? You know what? You said, son of evangelist, about the enemy. And one thing in the scripture, the Bible declares that how God says, I will make your enemy, my God, your footstool. That's what the author said, that the Bible declares that God, you know, that relying the words on the Lord, that I will make your enemy as your footstool. What you do with a footstool? You stand up on a footstool. You put your foot up on a footstool. Once you put your foot up on a footstool, or you stand and up on a footstool, what happens? It makes the elevation what higher? It's higher than what you want before. You have to understand God will release pressure in your life. He will release enemies. He will release louder folks to backstab you. Allow them to talk about you. Baby, all that's a sign. See, you got to understand how to react to different things differently. That's a sign we're going higher. I truly remember, my God, not too long ago, allegation and people persecuting line and different things like that. My God, slinging our way. All that was is pressure, because all you're doing is uplifting. You got to understand something. Only the things of in God, the righteousness, the truthness, and walking upright, walking with your head up, is going to see the top of, my God, the potential that God has for you. Don't you be a footstool for somebody else. Amen. That means you're an enemy to somebody else. You need, my God Almighty, you need to keep rising above. And sometimes God will use your enemies to cause you to rise above the storm, cause you to rise above the situation. I declare and decree that your mindset is going to change. You'll stop looking at the simple fact that people are being down on you. Somebody don't like you the way you are. They don't want to see you accomplished. It doesn't matter what they don't want to see. It doesn't matter what they're talking about. All that is matter, I keep rising above the storm. I'm still moving in my life. God is still blessing my home. Every time I look around, I got a need. Somehow God is showing up. Sometimes God is making a way out of no way. I'm not worried about where it comes from, but I'm going to ride in this ship. I'm going to stay above the storm. Can I talk to somebody this morning that is, my God, got their mind made up that I'm going to ride above this ship. My mind is going to change. My thought is going to change. What I thought that is going to kill me, because the water could have killed me. But long as I stay in the boat, long as I stay in God's hand, long as I keep walking upright before the Lord, that's why I can say in my life that no weapon that is form against me, it's going to prosper. It won't manifest. It ain't going to work. Even though the storms around me, the boat is rocking, the waves is coming overboard, but my ship is not flipping over, because I am an anchor in the back of you, evangelist. I'm about to holler up in here back of you.
Well, I'm hollering with you, because see, I'm in that boat. I'm in that boat, and I'm going to tell you what I'm bringing in that boat with me. But one, fear, I kicked it out. Nonsense, I kicked it out. Chaos, I kicked it out. What I'm bringing in the boat with me, I'm bringing in peace. I'm bringing in love. I'm bringing in joy. I'm bringing in happiness. I'm bringing in all the fruits of the Spirit. And then I'm bringing in everything that will make that I can use my hands to handicraft, where I can build myself, where I can build the things that God has put before me. I'm trying to get to where God has for me. I can't get where God has for me if I'm dragging on a heavy anchor, because I put my anchor in the wrong place. See, I have gotten to the point. We have gotten to the point. You have gotten to the point where you have decided to use wisdom and discernment. So when you put that wisdom and that discernment together, you get like Forrest Gump. When you see the people coming, you run. You run, you run, you run. Because you don't have to sit and entertain Satan and his diabolical imps. In John 14, Jesus told the people, let me get up and leave, because the enemy, he didn't use the word enemy, I'm paraphrasing it. He said the evil one is coming. See, we get into a place where we feel like we have to sit and go back and forth with people. We don't have to do that, because God has already won our battles for us. God has already put us in the boat. We done been through the trial. God saved us. When he sent us that lifeline, he saved us. He put us in a place where he said, I give you rest now. I give you peace. I'm giving you everything that you need right now and here to be successful, to be prosperous. I'm taking you out of the dirt. I'm taking you out of the mud. I'm taking you out of the fire. And now I'm putting you in a place where you just selling on. You selling on knowing that I am your protector, knowing that I am your provider, knowing that I am your healer. I am everything to you. How many of you ready to be in that place? How many of you have realized that God has sent you the lifeline and he has picked you up and put you in the boat and now you are sailing? How many of you are ready to sit and let go the past? Because that's exactly what it is. Whatever took place yesterday was the past. Whoever you was dealing with yesterday that may have came and brought you some bad news, some chaos, some gossip, that was yesterday news. God has put you in another place. You all have to sit and learn to prophesy over yourself and sit and say, I shall not be a part of the mess. I shall be, I am new. I am a new creature in Christ. Christ has something better for me. I shall prosper in this life. Not just wait till you get in heaven. You want to do the same thing. You want to know heaven while you're here on earth. You want to know the luxuries of heaven while you're here on earth. How many of you want that today? How many of you are in a place right now where you have picked your anchor up on yesterday? When the word of God came forth yesterday, you picked your anchor up, you unhooked it, and you put it in a place of security. You in the hands of the man with the master plan. How many of you have done that today? I'm sitting and telling you, if you have not done it, it's not too late. If you have not done it, make a conscious decision today that I am in a place that I want everything that God has for me. I don't want partial. God don't give us partial. He gives us everything. We give him partiality. Well, you need to be in a place where you want to give him everything, your everything. And if you continue in this, to keep foolishness, continuing to allow your enemies to invade your camp, then you are going to not receive the full benefits that God has for you. If you want the full benefits that God has for you, seal it up, close it up, get every nook and cranny, every little peak that you see, seal it up with the word of God, seal it up with the love of God, seal it up with the peace of God. Fill it up with knowing that God is on your side. And if he's on your side, who can be against you? When the naysayers come, all you need to do is nod your head. You don't need to sit and talk to the enemy. You just nod your head. See, one strategy, when you quiet, a person don't have no clue what you got going on. But what we do is we get so excited. I'm talking about Nita. We get so excited sometimes. We tell on ourselves the blessings that God has for us. So we give the enemies the tools to come up against us for the learning lesson. Just keep quiet. You don't have to say a word. What God has for you, it is for you. When he is ready for it to manifest and for him to be glorified, you will be put out there for it to be seen. You will sit and see the prosperity that God has for you. You will sit and see what God puts you in a place. Not only do he bless you, he bless others around because of your obedience, because of your enduring, for you going through the fire, for you being in the waters and not drowning. Keep your blessings to yourself until God tells you. See, when he tells you to expose them, it's going to be so big that eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, and they cannot understand the overflow that God has in your life. They cannot understand why God chose you to continuously to overflow you. Didn't that person just get that last week? Yeah, girl, but guess what? They in a place, they in a boat with God, and they sail into the sunset, and to bless you. Don't you want to be a part of that? Don't you want to be a part of that? That's what I want to be a part of. So therefore, all other residents, chaos, confusion, malice, envy, hatred, unforgiveness, they have been evicted. You are now in a place of comfort. You are in a of rest. You are in a place of peace. And you need to be in a place where you can enjoy the things that God has for you. Yes, you got to work. Yes, you're going to be stretched. Your faith will always be stretched. You know why? Because God is a God that cannot be contained. You're going to always be stretched. Things don't always come. Jesus had to bear his cross every single day. You got to bear yours. It's how do you bear it? How much do you want what God has for you? How much are you willing to prove to God, Lord, I've changed. Lord, I want to be a part of you. Lord, I want more than anything what you have for me. Back over to you, Apostle.
Amen. You got to understand, saints of God, you got to pick up your anchor. The bottom line is picking up your anchor. Stop allowing you to be anchor any and everywhere in your life. The anchor represents weakness, strongholds. It represents the things that you focus on or you entertain it. Amen. We have to understand that so many people in the Bible had to understand that they got to pick up their anchor or they cannot set their anchor in and everywhere if they're going to get healed, if they're going to get delivered, if the blessings of the Lord are going to come into their life. And it's going to overtake them. I love the story about Queen Esther. Amen. Esther said, if I perish, let me perish. But I got to go and see this king. She refused to put her anchor down in a situation that the turnout is not going to be good. She refused, amen, to put the anchor down. If you sit there and don't do nothing about picking up your anchor, you just about as guilty as the situation. Amen. Many of you probably say, well, I'm not doing anything. Well, you are doing something. You land in there in that sorrowly mess. You are moping. You are complaining. Well, God said, take up your bed and walk like he did with the lame man, the story in the Bible. He set his anchor down in his situation and his issue. My God, as people come by, he want to have let them have pity on me. Please give me this, give me that. But Jesus looked at him, say, listen, you need to pull up your anchor, take up your bed, and begin to move somewhere else. Begin to walk. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that you're gonna pull up your anchors. Any strongholds that is on your life, any addictions that is on your life, any curses that people don't spoke on you and you don't spoke on yourself in your life, you will break it right now in the name of Jesus and pull up your anchor, and you're going to begin to walk in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus. My God Almighty, I thank God for the story of Noah. Noah said, I cannot sit here, because if I sit here and don't obey God, my God, we not only, my God, that the world is going to be destroyed with water, but I be destroyed as well. My home will be destroyed. My family be destroyed. Mankind will be destroyed. But I got to listen to somebody. I need to listen to King Jesus. So I refuse to put my anchor here. I cannot set it there. We gonna float. We gonna sail. We gonna move. We gonna keep going. I just thank God for Moses, because Moses could have stayed on a rail like a fugitive. But Moses said, I refuse to set my anchor down because God got need of me. When he spoke, I got to move. I know that if I could go back to a certain place, they'll persecute me. They'll allow me. They'll take away my freedom, because some things that I did in my life, I put it on myself. But because God is with me, it's a new day and it's a new time. Is there anybody this morning could truly say that it's a new day, it's a new time? Take up my bed. I'm going to walk into the things of God. Back to you, evangelist. I'm out.
Amen, amen. And I want to go a little bit farther. Look at David. David was a man that had all type of stuff on him, but David played crazy. David danced. He sang. He did everything. David refused to stay down. David knew that God had chosen him for such a time to be a king, even though in his failures, David still rose. David knew to ask God to create in him a clean heart, forgive him of his sins. And David still rose. David danced his way. David sang his way. Look at Psalms, the book of Psalms. David was putting out some powerful prayers. That's where we need to be. We need to be in a place where we are not allowing anything and anybody, our enemies, to hold us down. We need to be delivered from listening to what the naysayers say. We need to be delivered from just sitting and thinking, getting all comfortable with people who don't have your good deeds, have good deeds for you. You need to find the people. Ask God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Ask God where you're supposed to be. God will tell you. I asked God over 10 years ago where I was supposed to be, exactly 13. God told me, no man ain't have to tell me what a man did from Bishop Davis. He came and gave me a confirmation. And this is why no matter what comes about, Shanitha LaWanda Ponton would never leave unless God say. See, we get caught up on what people say. What did God, I'm going back to something Apostle Temple taught me almost 3 years ago. What did God say to you? Don't tell me what God said to David. Don't tell me what he said to Job. What did God say to you? See, when you can get into a place where you know what God has said and you believe what God says to you, when the trials, the tribulations, the confusion, you may get caught up in it, but see, you know how to swim your way out of it by being honest and keeping your integrity intact and getting in that boat where you can sail on. Stop putting your anchors. I'm telling you this, I cannot sit and talk on this line today about something I do not know. I fell out before the Lord. I say, Lord, deliver me. Deliver me, Father God, because I do not want to miss the blessings that you have stored up for me, the promises, the late night talks, the scriptures that you showed me, the true prophets that have came before me. I do not want those promises to pass me by. I do not want them blessings. I had to slow down. And once I slowed down, I stopped for a minute. I just stopped and let everything just resonate. And you know what? Sometimes when you just stop, when you press the pause button and you just clear your mind, you clear your heart, you get everything, you and God, just you and God, and you clear everything out, I guarantee you, suddenly those blessings that was already sent out for you, they start coming back to you. Because, see, you didn't go backwards, but you just stopped. You stopped, and you got into a place where you took all of the ugly, the toxic, all of the different things that wasn't of God out of your system, and you say, Lord, now you fill me up. You allow your Holy Spirit to fill me up. When you start allowing God to fill you up and you start trusting him and believing him and withholding nothing to him, he withholds nothing to you. This is why you sit and see men and women of God getting supernatural blessings. This is why you sit and see different things changing around you. And not only that, you get into a place when you start sowing. Yes, we sowed all our life, but was you sowing on solid ground? Was you sowing on fertile ground? No, you want to sow into a place. And how do you know this? You allow the Holy Spirit that Jesus gave us, that comforter, that power pack, to lead you and guide you. But again, you have to trust them. You, when the Holy Spirit say, no, don't go that way, you cannot go that way. We as people have curious minds. Don't be curious. Let the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you. Because, see, curiosity is what killed the cat. Curiosity is what opens the door. And once that door is open, all types of different things, you are walking into another dimension. It may not be a dimension of God. It may be a dimension of the world. And you start collecting all types of bad habits, The word of God say, once you clean your bowl, if you're not in the rightful place with it and you don't fill it up, them spirits and all different things start coming back and attacking you. You do not want to be in a place once you have cleaned yourself out, once you have picked your anchor up and you've anchored to where God has told you, where the Holy Spirit has told you. I'm going to say it again. Seek ye first the kingdom of God for everything that you do, because then you know that you can't fail. God is not a man that he shall lie. God's word does not come back void. God's promises will be fulfilled, whether you are in that fulfillment or you're not, where you are hindering yourself. Close, evict everything. Close it up. Mount it up. I don't care if you put chains all over everything. Stop letting the wrong people come into your place. I know this. I'm tired and sick of tired of going around the same mountain, hearing the same stories, seeing the same people. And every time I see them same people, we in the same place together. What do that tell you? That you're not moving. You are in a place now, even through the pandemic, even through whatever is going on worldwide, you are in a place right now where God has moved you. As I said before, stop prophesying over yourself. Start encouraging yourself. When your mind feels weak, you start decreeing and declaring strength over your mind. When you feel like you got to get on that phone and gossip, you go in your secret place and you start gossiping to God if that's what you need to do. Start confessing to him. While you confess and start repenting as well. When you go in that doctor's office, instead of you sitting there, oh, well, I got this, I got that. Yeah, this is hurting me on today, but I'm declaring that I'm going to get an antidote to fix it. I'm decreeing and declaring that my lung situation is going to get better. I'm decreeing and declaring that high blood pressure will be, my pressure will go down. I'm decreeing and declaring if I may lose weight, wherever it is, start speaking those things to yourself. Start prophesying over to yourself. I am victorious. I am a conqueror. I am a business owner. Not one business. Start speaking to yourself. Back over to you, Apostle.
That's right, you know, and one thing that we as peoples of God have to do once we finish decreeing and declaring, we have to get up and work towards the goal. We have to push towards the mark of the high calling. So whatever we declaring and declaring in our life, we have to begin to do natural. I want to understand that. You get this. Natural work towards, my God, what you are decreeing and declaring. Many people decree and declare, and we feel as though that's all we need to do. No, that's not all what you need to do. As Evangelist Elect was saying, she was saying that you want to decree and declare about your health. Well, after you decree and declare, you need to get up and start doing something about your health. You need to start doing something about getting your health in shape. That way, what you release in the spirit, it aligns up with the natural, because so many people will say one thing naturally, but but their life doesn't line up with it. So now what you don't release in the atmosphere, it seems like your prayers are not being answered. It seems like God is not hearing you. God does hear you, but what your life you are living is displaying something else. So we got to make sure that the life that we live is lining up to where we are releasing or what we are saying in the spirit realm. If not, your alignment is going to be off. Your alignment is out of whack. You know, God trying to release blessing. They all twisted up, all tied up, because they don't have a straight flow to your life. Amen? You are saying one thing, but you are living another thing. We are asking God for this, but we live in another thing. We asking God to change our finances, but we still mishandling our finances. We asking God to change things around in our life, but we still want to walk with the same old song. We feel comfortable with the same old dance. We still comfortable. What are you doing, my God, to
live your life as a living sacrifice that is holy and acceptable unto God. I want God to put away my enemies, but I still gossip about my enemies. I want God to go ahead and send these thousands on somewhere else, but I still entertain the thought that they still talking trash to me, got something to say to me, got something to feel about me. My God, you should be to a place where I can care less. I hear you. It doesn't feel good because who it comes from, but at the end of the day, I can care less, because at the end of the day, God is the keeper. God is the source. God is my provider. God is. You got to understand, this is where, listen, pastor live like this. I'm not saying stuff that is shooting at you all because it sounds good over this air. It sounds good talking to thousands and people where they got it together. Baby, let me tell you something. I live this thing. This is what we live. I cannot rest our life, my family life, our movement, not only our movement, the church people that, my God, is looking at to us as leaders. I cannot rest that on naysayers and how people feel and what people think. Baby, we got to keep moving. You got to keep putting that left foot in front of the right foot in front of the left foot, and don't you stop. Because when you look around in your life and see how God bless you, I'm going to use this one, and then I'm out of here. My God, you can wrap it up. Evangelist, I'm calling me. My God, but I want to share this with you. Evangelist was saying something about, you know, that she asked God to lead her to a place, and it was confirmed that where she's at. Understand this, things of God. I want y'all to understand this. Very important that you listen to God, not to naysayers, because many people make decisions off of what people, rumors, lies, and off of the crap that they talk about, but you have not examined that for yourself. You know, I don't met many of people said that they left the ministry because of that person, because of that person. No, you had mess in you yourself, and you was messy because at the end of the day, you don't make decisions according to people. You make decisions according to the leader that you have, my God, that you are connected to, because you got to understand certain things that could happen in your life 3 or 4 or 5 years down the road that you made connecting with. Now you don't put yourself in a hard place where God says, I already gave you an escape out. I already gave you a place to where you don't have to worry or stress out. But you didn't know that these times was coming. You was in your good time. Things was flowing in. But now you try to turn to the left or the right. You don't have it. Well, God said, I already set you up. But you don't allow nonsense. You didn't allow yourself to get delivered of your own mess. You don't allow people to influence you. You want to be a follower and set up to examine things in your own life. You want to seek after what people say. Then when you hear what people say, now you want to go back and say, God showed me this. God ain't showed you nothing. Stop lying on God. That mess was in your spirit. Amen. Just like you could go to bed eating a good pizza and you wake up, you got all kinds of dreams. Some of this stuff in our dreams and all that, God ain't showed you nothing. If you're going to ride with the Lord, God will show you truth. If you ride into yourself, you're going to have a familiar spirit. You're going to have a demon spirit that's going to constantly talk to you, constantly show you stuff. I don't came across thousands of people with a familiar demon, and they mess up their life. And one thing that the devil does, he will take you so far out in the ocean, and it takes time. He probably do it within that year, within 2 years. You probably don't even see results of it for years down the road, 2 years down the road, years down the road. Don't let people to have influence in your life. Don't let people just stop you from a place to where you know it's walking by the world. Until they show something different, you need to keep walking this, because that probably the same place that God said, I already had your lifeline already thrown out there before you got to that point. I already had resources in your life before you got to that situation. Make your own mind up. Get in your ship. You sail your ship and keep following the blessings of the Lord and the things of the Lord. You examine things for yourself, not what people say, not what they tell you, not what they do. You be your own person that takes things into account. That in your mouth.
And the only thing I can sit and say is test the spirit by the spirit. And when you go before the Lord, go with no motives attached. Your only motive is for you to be a part of God, for you to have that personal relationship for him, with him, for the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you. You should go to God withholding nothing. You surrendered all. And trust and believe God will put you in a place, just like Apostle said. Sometimes we get into situations and we sit that the lifeline has been thrown, but you are sitting drowned. You will continue to drown because you don't want to listen to or you want to listen to what everybody else says. Test the spirit by the spirit. Look at the people that you see before you and see where God has placed you. If they're not moving and they're not, they don't have anything moving in their life and nothing is manifesting, then you might need to go back to God. Go back to the drawing board. The one thing about God, when you trust in and you believe in him, he is not going to put you in a place that you're not supposed to be. And I'm just going to leave it right there. Look at the people that are before you that surround you. Go ahead, Apostle.
Let me jump in to say something else, peoples of God. We have to understand, and you got to understand, amen, that at the end of the day, people, and a lot of people go to these churches, they go to this, oh, they got too much gossip going on over there. Listen, that don't reflect the leader. And oh, you got to understand that people that comes in the church, people that get connected to ministry, that's where they come from. They come from a place, and it takes time for people to detox that out of that system. That doesn't define them. A good leader, a good place, will look beyond that and see what God defines the people. Oh, they keeping up a lot of lies. Who are they? Amen. At the end of the day, it's liars in the church. That's how they get delivered and become churchers of God. Y'all hear me? At the end of the day, it's fornicators in the church. And many of us people that want to point fingers at folks, them the same people that got their hidden covered nonsense going over in their life. I thank God that we have people that will reveal who they truly are other than these skeletons behind the closet. You better stop basing your life and your decisions on skeletons behind the closet. A good pastor would not gossip about people's weakness, would not gossip about good people mess. When I get up there and expose people in their junk, in their mess, in their stuff, that's why you probably don't hear nothing about it's coming from a pulpit, from a good pastor. Now, I'm dealing with good folks, man, you know, and you hear it coming from everybody else. Because one thing about leaders and one thing about you, let the life that you live speak for yourself. You don't have to defend nothing. You don't have to try to explain nothing. You keep walking because I'm truly, I tell you, your life is going to keep flourishing. Your blessings in your life are going to keep increasing. Things in your life, like we shared with that scripture the other day, God will use you as a model, and your enemies will say you truly was the child of God. Guess what? All that time that they missed, all that blessings that they missed, all that stuff that they missed themselves, you got to walk into the things of God. Let folks say what they want to say, but you got them for yourself. You're going to have gossip in the church. You're going to have winos in the church. You're going to have drug addictions in the church. That's what the church are called to harvest. That if the church ain't going to come here for the people that is found, God said, I come here. Jesus said, I come for the lost, not for the found. You're going to have fornicators that came in the church. And it's the church's job to show them a better way and love them, to help them to get delivered, show them a better light. You're going to have gangbangers in the church. You're going to have alcoholics in the church. They just such a mess. They such a mess. They such a this. They such a that. No, they ain't trying to be your leader either. Once they become your leader or try to be your leader, that's when it's a problem. Understand this. A minister is a worker that is approved to God to work. The minister is not somebody that they are delivered and clean and they got to know. They're able to tell the good news of God. They got something in their life that they can look back on and the truth can say that God brought before. Even though they still got a work inside of them. That's a minister. A minister is a worker. They are not a pastor to develop people. They are not somebody to lead a body of Christ. They don't hold an
fivefold, because the fivefold office holders are not ministers. A minister is a worker. I thank God that somebody looked over my felony issues and really, my God almighty, hey, something happened to somebody this morning. Look over my felony situation. Looked over my felony sin and asked me to come and work in the body of Christ. When everybody else want to shut the doors, when everybody else want to, my God, don't give me an opportunity, I thank God that God got a place that will look over my felony situation and will work with me. You got to understand, God worked with David, my God, with his fornicating self. God worked with Abraham, my God, my God almighty, with his issues. God worked with Noah with his alcohol issues. We have to understand that God will use who he want to use. God worked with a donkey, and they described the donkey in the Bible as a jackass. Y'all hear me? But God still used that. Amen. We got to understand that God will use whatever he want to use, and he will develop whoever he needs. He don't need to develop somebody already developed. He need to develop. He develop mess. He take the junk. He take the nothing. He take the ashes. He taking and make it into something. And don't let nobody, I don't care, a hand account minister or a hand account leader or a hand account pastor, to tell you something different. The body of Christ here to harvest damaged good. The body of Christ here to harvest ex-convicts. It's here to harvest drug addicts, drug addiction, people that has a story. We here, ADM is here for you. Please, we are accepting all applications and all membership. If you come from the club last night, that's fine. We're here to accept you. If you just got drunk, my God, and you're trying to sober up this morning, that's all right, baby. We are here for, I got to go. We're here for you, amen? And that's where you need to be. And ain't all about I see mess. No, you're supposed to see mess. Long as it's not coming from the leadership, you're supposed to see mess, because that's what we are in, to help develop the mess, to be sons and kings of the daughter of the Most High. Pull out the full potential. Bring somebody that they was up under the tree drinking with their boys. Now they into a wealthy status. They got a life. Come off the street being homeless, didn't have nothing, lost at all. Now everything that done been restored back to them. That's the vision of ADM, and that's the vision of the gospel. I'm out.
And we, as always, before we end our broadcast, we always cordially invite you to join us at any given time. We have open doors. Our doors are always open, and I guarantee you, you will come into a place of God's love. We recognize that God is love, and that is what we exemplify, the love of God. So as we leave you on today, just know that we love you. We send you off with peace, love, and happiness, and we will see you back on tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. ADM, we will see you tonight at 8
p.m. But where are you?